Hello and welcome everyone. We all love to have ice cream, but do you know how this ice crystals formed in ice cream? The pure water freezes at 0 degrees centigrade, but water with any substance dissolved in it will require a lower temperature to freeze. Ice cream is a frozen mixture of milk, sweetener, stabilizer and flavors. Stabilizers like gelatin are used in ice creams to increase water binding capacity, freezing rates and the size of ice crystal formation. Ice crystallization in ice cream is an important factor that determines the quality of the product. Ice crystals are formed in the freezer barrel during the initial freezing process and then grow in size during storage. The size of the crystal is very critical in determining the quality of the product. Milk, fat, proteins, carbohydrates, salt and water play important roles during the freezing process. In the freezer, the mix is converted into a viscous form through the incorporation of air, and at the same time, water present in the mix is converted into ice crystals by the cold temperature. The two types of freezers commonly employed in industries, these are batch and continuous freezer. A batch freezer chills a given amount of product, aerates at atmospheric pressure and continues chilling until 30 to 35% of the water is frozen. A continuous freezer incorporates air under 3.5 to 5 atmospheric pressure and chills the product until 35 to 55% of the water is frozen. The freezing point of fresh milk is minus 0.55 degrees centigrade, and the difference from the freezing point of pure water is due to the presence of lactose and salts. Similarly, the freezing point of an ice cream mix depends largely on the composition. Ice cream and similar frozen dessert mixes are chilled, aerated and partially frozen in a freezer. Once the product leaves the freezer, no further nucleation will occur. During storage, the volume of the ice phase increases only through the growth of existing crystals. The texture of the final product is largely dependent on the size and the number of crystals produced during the freezing process. In ice cream, smaller crystal size infer better quality, and large crystal will lead to a coarse texture. Good agitation, adequate nucleation and rapid freezing are essential for the formation of small ice crystals. The increased concentration will depress the freezing point further, and therefore the temperature must be lower to form more ice crystals. The initial nucleation for ice crystal formation occurs on the inside wall of the freezer barrel. Many tiny ice crystal nuclei from the wall are scraped into the bulk of the mix where crystal growth occurs. The rate of crystal growth is dependent on the viscosity of the frozen solution. If the viscosity is high, the rate of diffusion is slow. Highly viscous solutions generally have the lower temperature and hence lower kinetic energy, which will slow the rate of ice crystal growth. Ice creams containing high fructose corn syrup exhibited the highest recrystallization rates. The recrystallization rate was dependent on the storage temperature.